Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're a blessing. We have the power of bracha. I'm sorry.
And we give each other brachas. It's something we do. If you think about it, every Shabbos, Herschel, we say to each other, "Good Shabbos, dacha bracha, a good Shabbos." Should have a good Shabbos. We always mevarach each other. Good Yom Tov, so bracha, a good Yom Tov. Should be a good. We always Yidden are always blessing each other. There's a minig Yisrael that parents bless their children when Shabbos comes. They give a bracha, Yisimcha Elokim, Kefrayim Chimenasha. I saw the minig Yisrael was Yidden in general bless each other. I saw that brought that Yidden in general at the onset of Shabbos gave each other brachas. We have the power of bracha. It's a power that's given to Yidden. To bench, we know Kehanim specifically have a very special power of blessing. Kai Sivarchu es Pnei Yisrael, Vani Avarchem, specifically, but Mamleches Kehanim. We're a nation of priests, and we have the power of bracha, that we're able to give each other's bracha, to give each other bracha. Happens to be when we bench each other, it goes right back at us. HaMivarech Yisbarech, he who benches gets benched. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Tosfos says, the pasuk says, Va'avarcha mivarchecha. I will bench those that bench you, Avram Avinu. And Tosfos says it refers to any Yid, the descendants of Avram Avinu. Whoever benches a Yid gets benched. Avarcha mivarchecha. I will bench those that bench you. So if you bench Yidden, you get benched. A matter of fact, one of the Tanayim learns, it says to Kehanim, Kai Sivarchu es Bnei Yisrael, bench Klal Yisrael, and say Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Vani Avarchem, one of the Tanayim says it means, and I will bench to Kehanim. Kehanim, you bench Yidden, and I'll bench you. And of course, that's the Anhag of Hashem. Whoever benches Yidden gets benched. Va'avarcha mivarchecha, I will bench those that bench you. You bench a Yid, you get benched. That's how it works. So we have the power of blessing. Starka wins. We have the power of... We have the power of benching. And we bench Yidden and we get benched. I love giving the bracha. You know, people have their like go-to bracha. Somebody says, Yid, give me a bracha. Al te birchas head yit kal beinecha. The bracha of a regular yid, the Gemara in brachais, and the Gemara in brachais, in blessings, says, al te birchas head yit kal beinecha. The bracha of a simple yid should never be light in your eyes. A big zach. A yid gives a bracha, it's a big thing. I like picturing the spiritual world. You have at your house a guest who maybe is like a person, is a great uncle. And he gets the family a little nervous. He's not the easiest guest. He slurps his soup. Maybe he's messy. A guy gets crumbs in his beard, maybe. It's very, like, not geschmack for everybody. And this, like, great uncle eats at your soup, and he has, like, the soup in his beard and crumbs, and you struggle. You try to, like, eat, and then he slurps loudly. You can't even not look. And in the physical world, it's like, oh, gosh, Uncle Marvin's here again. And in the spiritual world, the guy at the end of the Suda says, Arachma Yivarech Baal Bayis Hazeh. And he says, Parnasasai Krivelier, he gives a bracha that the Baal Bayis should have Parnasa, Berevach. And all the kids, their whole life, Uncle Marv is here, and maybe they only have money because of Uncle Marv. There's a spiritual world, that's true. Maybe you only have money because Uncle Marv gave a bracha. There's a world of truth. It says in Shemayim, we're going to laugh a lot. It's going to be very funny. We're going to spend eternity chuckling. Az yimale schaik pino, we're going to be full of laughter. We're going to chuckle. It's going to be very funny. There's going to be a lot of funny stuff in Shemayim. Somebody, we were like fetching Uncle Marv, and the whole family was rich because of Uncle Marv. The kids were wearing nice stuff. Like, they looked down at Uncle Marv with the crumbs in his beard. They only had their nice suit because Uncle Marv gave a bracha. And he said, Hashem, parnasasai kroivaliya, this mishpacha should have good parnasa. And the whole nice suit they were wearing and using their nice suit to look down at Uncle Marv only came... A yid's bracha is powerful. Now, people, Nathan, have their own go-to bracha. Somebody asks, give a bracha. We all have our like go-to. My go-to bracha that I like giving is Yimala Hashem Kol Mishalei Slibcha L'Toyva. Rosh Hashanah Yidden bench each other. So at night we give that long Lashana Toyva Tekasim Sechasim La'alka L'Chaim Toyim L'Shal. But Yidden give brachas where people are blessings. But every people have their go-to bracha. Should be like a good question. What's your go-to bracha? Everybody has their go-to. My go-to bracha is Yimala Hashem Kol Mishalei Slibcha L'Toyva. Translates roughly, Yimala Hashem, Hashem should fulfill Kol Mishalei Slibcha, all the desires of your heart, L'Toyva, they should all come true. That's my go-to blessing, Viggs. Why do I like that blessing? Like, Mechatesi, give a bracha. I don't know, guys should have. People have like blessings. And by, the best thing is change it up a little bit. Tell this year this. Change up, like be a little creative. Stop being so predictable. I'm very predictable. My birchas hedyot. The bracha from this simpleton is almost always the same. Now, could be, I'm not promising, maybe I'll change it up tomorrow. But I want to tell you, Martha, why I love that blessing. Why is it, Martha, why that blessing? Of all blessings, it almost like people here are like, oh. Guy says, can I have a bracha? Everybody wants a bracha from another yid. So guy says, a bracha? So you say, Yimala Hashem, Kol Mishalei Slibcha. It's like, roll your eyes. They're not even sure what you just said. Like, say something. Give me a shidduch, parnas, I don't know. And what's the bracha? Hashem should fill all the desires of your heart. L'tayva should all come true. People here, they're like, ooh. Tell a 10th grader in yeshiva, whatever you're dreaming should come true. He's like, gishmak. Why is that the bracha, Ezi? And the reason I love that bracha personally is because I believe the deepest desires in us are amazing. When I say the deepest, I believe that it's that when you say the deepest, I believe we have very good wants. All our wants are good. So I love that bracha. Hashem should fill the desires of your heart. It should come true. Real. And I think the assumption of that bracha is a tremendous truth. That Nishmas Yisrael wants the best things. I think it's a great bracha. Now people say Shtek Luch Torah is in the bracha. In those words, people say Yimala Hashem Kol Mishalei Slibcha L'Toyva, that Hashem should make my Mishalei Slibi, make the desires of my heart good. That's not what the words mean. Hashem should fill it with Toyva means it should come out. That which you desire should happen. And I love that bracha because it makes us think, desire really should happen. Yeah, yeah. I say 10th grace, you know, I desire connection. Excellent, yeah. You get connection, 1,000%. The connection you're craving. The connection you're running after when you watch this and you watch that. Hashem, guy's cleric, could I daven for the things I want? The guy says, Hashem, I want to go to this party and the right thing happens. Hey, you want connection? Pray your brains out for connection. You're right. And you know what? Yimala Hashem Kol Mishalei Slibcha L'Toyva. All the precious connections that Nishmas Yisrael is supposed to have, Hashem Shetak, He should fill the desires of our heart L'Toyva. So that's what I love, that go-to blessing. I think it's a good blessing. I'm speaking about blessings and the go-to blessing because I want to make a call for Shalach Manas early this year. I want to make a call. Achdus Yisrael is the sugya of the day. Amalek fought against Achdus Yisrael. We have a precious mitzvah coming in 2 weeks. It's a mitzvah of Shalach Manas. I want to ask the guys, bake your own Shalach Manas, no last minute. And give to friends. Think before and give a nice gift and give something and write a note. Give something to schmack. Think of an old friend who others failed to notice. Think of your third grade Rebbe. And go to your third grade Rebbe who's mamish good to you and people long forgot him. Tell him you meant something to me and bring him a Shalach Manas. Go to your aunt, your great aunt who's waiting and present her the nice Shalach Manas. Tell her you always liked her Ragluch that she sent over. But I want to appeal to Yidin, the whole Indian. I already gave 2 Shalach Manas last night. And you could say, you Yaitse, Shalach Manas last night? No. For my chiyuv, I have to give on Purim. But Shalach Manas was ma'ir. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan. And it was ma'ir in me to think about Yidden. I gave 2 Shalach Manas last night. Again, I'm not saying I'm yoytze the mitzvah. I will give on Purim. And by the way, I always was careful to try to grill a steak, and I always gave one that I made. My mother, my wife, my this is not doing my shal. I do my mitzvahs. Go to the store and buy a couple and give to a yid a shalach manas. It's good to prepare. Costumes are wonderful for Purim. That's wonderful. It's a minig Yisrael. Every minig's holy. Dress up is wonderful. Good zach, a good zach. Very, very good thing to dress up. It's a very, what you're saying, there's a deep message. We're all dressed up. What we're saying is there's all costumes. Deep underneath is a beautiful yid. There's all costumes. So everybody's dressed. We're all dressed up. Guys ask me, I'm like a big stiff with dressing up. It's my own insecurities. It's hard for me to dress up. I'm less secure than most of the chevron. It's like, I said, where's your costume? But I feel I'm dressing up the whole year. So I'm putting, maybe I'm not dressed up, or I imitate the dress up of the whole year. I don't know how to dress up a dressed up guy. The guys who wear tank tops all year are just being themselves. Put them, they dress up. I'm dressed up the whole year. You dress up the dress up, it's too confusing. Okay, but I should dress. The Minig Yisrael is wonderful. We put on costumes and covers. We're saying that we're not our costume. That's what we're saying. So let's that. We should tack a dress up. It's wonderful. But that's a Minig Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Shalach Manas. We have a mitzvah of Shalach Manas, of giving gifts to each other. The mitzvah said something. Achdus Yisrael. Unity. Be ma'agid, one with the other. Give gifts. Shalach Manas Ish L'Rieyu. We do it to have sudas. There's a sudas Purim. But there's an inyan also of reyus, to be marbe reyus. There should be more togetherness. I think this year more than other, like a massive call for shalach manas, to gift to each other, to come close, to work things out. In the spirit of shalach manas, call an old friend and say you're sorry. Call an old friend and say you're meichel. Let's give more. Let's unite. Let's bond. Let's be marbe the reyes. Let's answer the shalach manas call. If you want to get me upset, and nobody means bad, yidna halig. Once in a while, there's a tzedakah campaign, and they say in lieu of shalach manas. I've gotten from people said in lieu of shalach manas, we've given a donation on your behalf to some organization. I shudder from that. There's no in lieu, shalach manas a mitzvah derabbanan. There's no in lieu, you know, the lieu means in the stead. I might not have, you know, you ever see a guy who says in lieu of lighting the menorah, I did, there's no such thing. Now, what they mean to say is I did my mitzvah shalach manas, I'm not giving to you. But there's no such thing, no in lieu. There's no instead of. There's no, in lieu means in the stead, in the place of. Don't send it. That stock organizations do it, give extra tzedakah to those organizations. If they're doing such a schlechte zach, they must need money a lot. They should make tons of money. But there's no in lieu of shalach manas, none. It's a mitzvah, shalach manas, of course. It's one of the nicest mitzvahs we have. I grew up, my mother, Zol Gesund sein, my mother always was preparing the mitzvah. She's a very organized person. And the mitzvah was already started, already from a couple of weeks before. My wife, Baruch Hashem, is like this. She's very organized. Already, she's already bought a couple of weeks ago the containers we see show up to the house, different containers. She's already figuring out. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is beautiful. And it's a reminder of gifting to other Yidden, of bonding with Yidden. Already the containers show up, and then the coffees, the this, what, different candies. She experiments, different color candies. Should all be color coordinated. Geschmack. It's a mitzvah. Beautiful. One of the glorious mitzvahs was Zaycha to Shalach Manas. So I say to us all to answer the Shalach Manas call. You answer the Shalach Manas call, man. Already now, we should think about being kinder to another Yid. I think specifically with the matzav that Klal Yisrael is facing. That was one thing on my mind. I want to thank, for the last many, many years, I'm zeichet to go around with Shlomo. And especially since I say I've run around since Simchas Torah, I've really run around with Shlomo since Simchas Torah. And Shlomo has sang to all different audiences and uplifted. Really, is it a guzma to say thousands of Yidden? It's probably not with recording Zachin. It's an understatement. Thousands and thousands of Yidden have been uplifted by Shlomo. I always feel now I should push him to speak. Shlomo has plenty to say. He could say and speak. when we travel around, I think Shlaima could speak as what could, has more important things to say than I have to say. I just think I could only talk, he could talk and sing. So I'm not going to sing for him. So he could speak for me, but I won't sing for him. But that wouldn't be a good idea, you know. It wouldn't be such a good idea. I want to ask Shlaima a favor. I can't put him on the spot today. I didn't give him time. Tomorrow, speak for the chevra by Musa. I'll sing, you speak tomorrow.
Okay, let's go.
Did I just commit to saying? But maybe I'll do a gram, and I don't know. I'll think of something to say over. Maybe a poem.
The whole TABC.
Oh, TABC, they're coming Wednesday. So tomorrow, I think Wednesday. I think right. He said they're coming Wednesday. You know what? Should we save Shlomo to speak and sing to TABC?
No.
I already said tomorrow. Shlomo, you'll share something tomorrow? Could be a good joke, a story, a vert. Maskin? Come to the front. You come to the front. It might be really funny if I play and sing, we'll have the plays rolling. It's funny. See what Ezzy's playing guitar. You want to teach him Ezzy to play guitar once? Is it really at first you tried playing
Shakespeare? I didn't know it in 12th grade. I tried for like a few like days and I don't think it was short. I was like instrument. I'm not going like too.
Really?
I don't know. It could be the combat.
Oh, you tried to learn how to play?
I think I tried for like a few days there.
I want to welcome home. If I speak about him, then he'll be upset at me, and he's too good of a friend. But I want to welcome Joro back home. Joro, this is not talking about you. We're good friends, and I want to remain good friends. Forever and ever, I want to be good friends. And you listen to your friends. Sometimes I'm guilty. A friend asks something, and you push away. So I'm wrong. I'm wrong to do it. I want you to first know that every part of me wants to speak about you now for an hour or two. And that's what I want to do. I did ask, that's what I want to do, but because you don't want me to, I'm not going to. So that I want to tell Joro. I want to say about this place that I don't consider us a school. I don't really care much to be a school. You have schools that are warmer, less warm, friendlier, less friendlier, stricter, leisure. I don't care to be a school. It's not like part of what I'm looking to do. The chlal, like zero. People call us a camp. The younger yesterday said camp. Inside I was a consultant. Called a camp, like a sensitive line. I call a camp, a school, a part of it. Like, call us Kugel, call us whatever you want. What I want it to be, and I don't know how to name it, I want a place of human beings who really have their journey, who show up and grow. Show up as you are and really have a real journey, as you are. Probably a makam Torah, a makam of Aliyah, a makam Ruchni, that souls show up and grow real. Real, where you are and you advance. You figure out each one at their pace, each one in their way. It's a beautiful place of Ali and Ruchnius. That's what I want the yeshiva to be. A makam Torah, a makam of Gidol, a makam of growth, where honest people come and grow. Are there classes? Yeah, you could find the school in here somewhere. There are classes. Certainly there's a schedule. There's shiurim, certainly. There should be shiurim. The chavrus is to learn with their siddurim for sure. It's a place where people could show up and grow real. Could find things and grow. And to have people, I didn't come to talk. Joe doesn't want me to talk about him, so I won't talk about this person. He makes the whole yeshiva a successful place. A person who comes to grow, to figure out, to resolve. That's what it's created. That's what it's about. That's what it's for. That's what it is. That's what it's about. No, I'm not talking about it. Ravezi, I'm not going. What am I supposed to do? What?
Whoever...
Yeah. Okay, I'm not trying to be shticky. What am I supposed to do, Rebezi? I'm biting my... What am I supposed to do, right, Russ? I'm not talking about him. I'm talking what we are. What about NASA?
What about
that's not a bad idea. Joe, Rob, other guys speak about you, would be better or nobody? He's like, Jay, what song should we sing? He says, quickly switch to a song. What's you, Shlomo Shapiro? I can't ask him to sing. You have to sing. He's the speaker. I'm going to start. You tell me a song, I'll start it. Yeah? He wants, Joe Rowe wants Yidden, he gets Yidden.
Whoever wants it.
Wow, the winds.
The door is wrenched, man.
On that other side,
when both entrances are open.
Yeah, right now it's slammed. Shut it off, let's say that.
Can I tell them one thing about wind? Shlomo is going to sing the song Joro wanted. One thing about wind. It's windy today. We're saying Mashiva Ruach. Hashem blows the winds, Umarit Agashim, and makes the rain fall. Wind has deep sugyas. And sugyas we have to learn yet study. Wind is a very interesting thing. This thing that blows and makes geshmak. But in a very simple level, Menachem, the wind is the delivery boy. If it just rained without wind, we would all starve to death, Menachas v'shalom. Because what happens is the water from the oceans goes up. It goes up to the heavens, forms cloud. Now, if it just didn't have winds, it would rain right back in the ocean. And we wouldn't have all the delicious things we have. So the winds bring the clouds. The water goes up into the clouds. The clouds are above the ocean. It wouldn't do anything for us if it rained. So Hashem is Mashiva Ruach. He blows the winds. All the clouds move over, right over our fields. Umarad Hageshem. And then it rains. So the winds take the waters and they deliver it to us. So it's Mashiva Ruach. Thank you, Hashem, for a beautiful system that you blow the winds. Umarad Hageshem. And then you send the rain. So the winds are transporters. It's that which brings us things from one place to another. It's the delivery service. So when you feel a geshmak of wind in your face, the winds are the hands of Hashem that are delivering things right to our doorstep. If it just went up and rained back down, it wouldn't help anybody. You wouldn't have delicious fruit and delicious food. We have all the foods we have, the wheat, the fruit, all the stuff, Eitan, is the winds are the delivery boys. So it's all the trucks of Hashem. You see UPS trucks, the highways are full of trucks, bringing everything to the right places. That's the winds that take the clouds and put them over our fields. And so this way we have all the food, the wheat, and all the fruit that we eat is Mashiva Ruach. He blows the winds, Umarit Hageshem. And then see here what wind is. Wind's a delivery truck of God that brings us the rains to the right spots. You hear, Eitan? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take, well, let's do it. You gave JJ his... What?
Okay.
Stand up.
the cleanest. Say the benimiest. Every yid has a neshama. Of the clippers and say the benimiyas. Every year has a neshama. Heal of the clippers and see the benimiyas. Every year has a neshama. The clippers and say the benimiyas. Every year has a neshama. Yedeh, so holy, so pure, so precious, neshamas of Yedeh, neshamas of Yedeh. Oh Yedeh. So pure, so precious, neshamas of Yedeh, neshamas of Yedeh. Mach of the klipis, and say the benimis. The Heilig Nishan, Itaya, Nishamas of Neshamas of Yedeh, Neshamas of Yedeh, oh Yedeh, so holy, so pure, so precious, Neshamas of Yedeh,
I want to share the covenant. There's a new Bacher, Ezra Rosenfeld in Yeshiva. I want to share a joke. It's Adar. I want to share it's the only joke I'm into today. I'm a one joke pony. One joke, guy. Menachem, this is the joke the last 2 years. This is the only joke I'm into. And this joke is important to me, and specifically Adar, specifically Machayf the Klepa, peel off the shell. We can all dress up. And maybe where's Manny? I think I'm going to dress up with you this year. I grow up, Kesh. I think this year I'm getting better. I think I'm up to the guys. I may dress up. Rebezi, I may dress up this year. So Lemais is a Minig Yisrael. People put on a costume. They put on some mask, some covering. And the word is that we're all deeper than we are. We're fiery yidden. We're big people. So we have costumes that we get distracted by. It's all the meloichalarts kevaydai. The world's full of Hashem, and we have tremendous godliness. We put on masks. Does haste? It's just all the deficiencies are in our costume, are only a blockage. Machayf the klipa, peel off the mask. There's a guy. Anybody's a fool if you think I'm. If I have a mask and a guy looks like a tiger, he's a tiger yid. It's just a mask. Machayf the klipa. Take off the covering and you see. Zay the panimia. See the inside. So I'll tell you the joke, Menachem. No, I've said over the joke before. Nobody has to laugh, but it's the joke that I'm into now. The joke I like is that there's a zoo. That Ezra, there's a zoo that's a very popular zoo. People run to any zoo aficionado. I'm a big animal guy. I like zoos. Ezra, what's the best attraction at the zoo, Ezra? Lion's a good one. People, but he never roars, and he's always fashluffen. in the zoo, if you go to safari, lions are mad. I saw four lions eating a rhino. So they're not sleeping, I promise. But at the zoo, they're very sleepy, and they don't have to hunt. They just throw them the busser. But lions are geshmak, and if you ever hear Arishayig Milayira, a person hears a lion roar, is an experience. So lions, Menachem at a zoo, what's the best attraction everybody runs for?
Monkeys.
The kaifu. The monkeys entertain. Monkeys are very, for some, they like attention. All other animals, they say they're the most human. Like, they like attention, like us all. And the more you're watching, they put on shows. They jump and they run, they bang each other, they're flying around. The monkeys are the most responsive to humans. And as such, no, Yisrael in the zoo, is the monkey the best exhibit? I think so. They react to humans and they show off and they like interact. The other animals, like, you don't exist. The monkeys are busy. People go and they're very, very busy. A kaif. So that the bottom line is monkeys are very bad. This particular, Yisrael, you know this joke?
No.
All jokes, like timings, everything. I'm like saying it going on and on, like I blew the joke ready. But listen, so at this circus, at this zoo, the monkeys are the biggest attraction. Yisrael, everybody likes the monkeys. But then one day, all of a sudden, the monkeys died, Hever. We're not going to start out there, that's what this wrong. But the monkeys died. At the zoo, Chaydish Adam, talking about the death of monkeys. What's wrong with this guy? Eita, listen to this joke. So at the zoo, all the monkeys died. And why did they die? That's such a good question. Why in the world did the monkeys die? No, it's a big question. It's a big question. I don't know. Many were asking that question. Why did they die? The monkeys at the zoo. But that's all the monkeys died. Well, probably so this joke could be. I don't know. But the bottom line is, all the monkeys died. And Lemaisa, people stopped going to the zoo. That was it. People came for the monkeys. Nobody wanted to see the horses. Nobody wanted to see the other animals. The lion was always sleepy. So people stopped coming to the zoo. So the head of the zoo had a big problem. So you know what he did? He hired a guy, a yid, and he said, I want you to dress up like a monkey. He bought him a costume. And he said, jump around like a monkey. So he hired a yid. The yid dressed up like a monkey. And everybody came back. He was gewalding, flying around, swinging. Very acrobatic fellow. I think it was Svi Eisner's uncle. I think it happened to him. But a guy was a good jumper. He's swinging. He's flying a stark guy. And he's swinging Eitan. And they hire this guy to be the monkey at the zoo. Things are geschmack again. The crowds all come back to the zoo. Then one day. Let's go. One day. The zookeeper, by mistake, by accident, locks the monkey with the lion. With his lion. Ezra likes the lion. Maybe he got confused. Ezra said the lion's the best thing. Hudi said the monkey, and the guy confused, and he put the monkey with the lion by accident, the zookeeper. And the lion is fastly approaching the monkey. And now the monkey is going to be gestorben, and he's going to die. Because the lion's going to eat him for supper. He's the monkey now. Tzvi Eisner's uncle is the monkey, and the lion is coming closer and closer. He's going to eat the monkey, and it's not going to be good. There's going to be tragedy, really, a big epic tragedy is about to happen. And the monkey, Tzvi Eisner's uncle, starts screaming, Zookeepers! He says, Zookeeper, get me out of here! I'm a person, he's going to eat me alive, I'm going to die, the lion's going to kill me. And the zookeeper doesn't hear him, it's hot under the costume. You ever tried talking under a costume? It's muffled, it just comes out. People are like, whoa, the monkey's getting worked up. And the lion is finally right on the monkey. And it's all over, the monkey screams from under the costume. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. It's Tzvi Eisner's uncle. He says, Shema Yisrael. And the lion shries at the monkey, shut up, you're going to blow both of our covers. And that's my story and your story. That's the story of all our lives, my friend. Because we all behave like cowering to the lion. The lion's not a monkey. The lion's Nishkan lion, and the monkey's not a monkey. We're all under our costumes and all responding and showing and afraid. When I was a young kid, my monkey costume, my parents had me go, I said every single, the therapy when I was young, therapy, we didn't work, and I ignored my insides. But the therapy we did do is the speech therapy. I went to speech therapy. I said S is wrong, I lift. I didn't say the S is right. S, T, I think the speech therapist said, like, she might never have seen in her life somebody who said more letters wrong. So I had many, many letters I couldn't say well. So I went to speak. I made one deal with my parents. I was a youngster, and I said, the condition is, strum, strum, the condition is that you don't tell my cousin. I know my cousin was my best friend. He's a Rebbe in Torah Chaim today, one of my close friends. I'll go to speech therapy. But I don't want you to tell my cousin that I'm by therapy. Tell me, should know I'm by therapy. That was the therapy then. The therapy then was external therapy. Now we have internal therapy. So to work on I didn't want my cousin to know Eitan. Years later, about 10 years later, my cousin said he was by the same speech therapist. He had one condition I don't know. So we would go into the same one, each one. We're all the monkey afraid of the lion. The lion's not a lion, the monkey's not a monkey. You hear the joke, Menach? It's not a funny joke, it's our story. It's pretty funny, but it's our story. It's our story. I like that joke, I appreciate it a lot. Have you ever heard that joke? Very important joke. It's our story. It's our story of all our insecurities. Instead, we're all a mess. Machayf the klipa. So let's go back and sing the song. We'll all sing Shleima's. Rest up Shleima's voice. We're all singing and giving Shleima a break. They're going to just start us off so we know how we're supposed to, when we're supposed to.
Peel off the klipas and see the penimis. Sit up and
Thank you, Joro. I hear that part. Is it?
Oh.
That's a good part. It's a good part.
Wait, did you guys take out all the cards? Is that your only thing
together? I want the whole thing. I wanted for a few minutes. Today, I'm not allowed to speak about Joro, but I can speak about JD. And I want to say to the Chevra, we've been zayicha to have JD in Yeshiva for 4 years, to be an incredible member of the Chabura, really an incredible member of the Chabura. And the sugyas that I'm learning of being more present, of being in touch, and of feeling and processing things, really from early in his career, he's one of the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva, somebody who I've gained tremendously from being around and bringing him with. He's had a relationship, a close, and is capable of a close relationship to many Rebbeim. The dream of a yeshiva is somebody soaks up and absorbs the lessons, the ideals, the values of yeshiva, there are very few people in the 15 years of our Makom Torah. There are very few people who've absorbed the amount of Torah, of Yerushalayim, of presentness. JD's been extremely close to Rai Farkas, extremely close to Rai Wisnicki. I'm zeichet to be extremely close to JD. He's somebody who's absorbed. He's absorbed from the people in yeshiva. He's given, he's been present. The way he listens, a friend expressed to me how easy it is to open up to JD. People who are very not present, when somebody opens up to them, they start giving advice. If you say something to them, they start giving advice. Those are people you don't open up to because they're not telling you anything you need to hear. And a friend of JD described to me that it was so easy to open up to him, he like heard me and felt me. He's present. I think this midah of being present, it allows us to absorb Torah. I don't see how somebody could absorb and have a personal connection. I happen to love the Torah that JD loves. I'm not saying we each have our own areas, I'm sure, in Torah, but I would suspect that many of the Divrei Torah that JD would find magical, I would find magical. I want to say something to the Chevra Menachem that's happened probably about 10 times in the last 2 years when I'm the most present and speak the most present. Every single time, I promise you, I'm saying the MS, he can verify. JD always, thank you, Shkayach Rebbe. The times I'm most present, every single time JD after the shir says, Rebbe, I really like today. It's uncanny, Menachem, like nobody else in yeshiva. He's so present. When I speak, you spoke, Shkayach, Shkayach, when I'm present and I say Divrei Torah from a place of like, it really came through my systems, I promise, I know when I'm present, and he calls it out every time. And I never said a word to JD. I'm saying late in this, for the last 2 years, he'll come up to me like, Rebbe, today. Yeah. And he's always spot on. That was the day I was more present. Always. Now the gig is up. Once I say this, now I put pressure. Don't worry, just never come up, always come up. It doesn't matter. I said it late. I didn't want to say it early. The last 2 years, when he comes up, JD, am I speaking the truth? When he comes up, like, Rebbe, today. And it's the day I was more present. And the Torah came from a place of more presentness. When he says he likes Chassidus Torah, that's all me and him are talking about. We named it a funny name. I don't care who says the Torah. It's not a shtreimel, it's not a certain yid. When we feel it's very, very present, that's what we call it. We named it a funny name. Who cares? And I see it every time, and it's a big shvach on JD. He's a mevakesh emes, and he's present, and present to his own story. It's amazing how it helps Torah and Tefillah. It's one thing. Herschel, when somebody has this, is present to their own story, they learn better. They push it like it matters, like they have Divrei Torah. I like that. When he has it, his face lights up those days. It's like, you know, Rebbe, like, I know the days. Menachem, it's uncanny. I know the days he's going to come up. Now the game's over. Once I say this, I know the days. It's silly to do it because then he's going to feel like he's judging me. I played along. I killed the game. With a month left, I wanted to tell the Chevra here. It's the end of it. It's late in this month. It's Purim time. Purim is we're peeling off Machayf the Klippa. We're taking off the shells. So I let JD stay in Esther, but Adkan. Purim with Megala the Hester. We reveal the hidden. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. You've impacted me. You've impacted this whole show. Everything this yeshiva is supposed to be of a present person, a person who's not playing for a crowd, is not trying to be a portrayal of something, is just being present and being emistic, what we are, precious, big-time souls. You're that. You're that. You live like that. And your presentness to learning. And when you come up, it's like uncanny. When you come up to me, I can predict it. I'm not saying 100%, but I usually can predict it. You come up, like Rebbe, what you said today, and those are the days I feel the most present, and you call it out already for like 2 years now. So I appreciate that, and I think that's a product of your own presentness, your own honesty, your own steiging. tremendously proud of who you are, JB.
Let's go, Kurt.
Yeah. If I could ask, this is on the spot. I'm going to ask JB as two roommates here. It's not fair to ask them. They didn't prepare a drasha. But I'm going to ask Shmuel and Hudi each. They could just give a bracha to JD if they want. But maybe they'll even say one, Kuda, one could repeat. They could say something different. So they and their roommates. They've been roommates for how long now, Hudi? What? 2 years. 2 years. So a roommate. We saw Shabbos, the room, Yair and Giddy. Yair and Dubi spoke about Giddy. It was like, but I don't ask for one sentence. Don't prepare too much. And there's tons that you're not going to say it all. Afterwards, you're going to be upset that you only said that. You only said this. Machayf the Klippas. Joro asked Shlomo to sing, and he said, peel off the Klippas. So we're all just saying things and not living it. Peel off the clip a little bit. Tell us. Tell us your roommates. You see in the room and people let out. If you could share a little, one thing, even say, you know, he's careful not to snore. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small. He might be messy, he might be clean, he might be funny, he might be serious. If you each could share, should we sing a song first to give them time? Rebezi? What'd you say? Shmuel, the two roommates are peeling off the klipa, and they're going to say something about JD. Shmuel's one roommate, and Hudi Kalish is the other roommate.
Let's go.
It's a room of three.
What's the klipa in this thing? What's the klipa? Like, what are they doing?
They're telling it behind the scenes. Who's going first? You're going first, Shmuel. Okay. Shmuel's going first. Short, brief. Ha'arik says. Without a song, I'm impressed.
I want to speak about JD's ability to just be honest, like really, really honest with himself and with me and probably everybody else. If you speak to him, you'll see, like, he'll think about what you're saying. He'll speak back. Actual honesty, like, you know, he never does any like these like social tricks or like trying to like speak from like how he feels. He's not like most people have like a shell, like even like a sledge, most people have like a little shell. It really doesn't feel like he has like a shell at all. Like, he'll speak to him, he'll speak like how he's feeling, like what he wants. Like, so like pure. I don't know how to explain it, just like how honest he is with himself.
Excellent. When a guy like articulates perfectly, it's I don't know how to say this. You did an excellent job. Thank you, Shmuel. Thank you, Shmuel. Thank you. That you peeled the klipa. Thank you. Hudi? Baruch atah, Elohim melech haolam, shehakol nehiyeh b'dvarim. It's kafim, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim.
Thank you.
That's a good speech about him.
And not like so much like social games that a lot of people like.
It's just
there's really like no creep on like, he doesn't do any of that stuff.
It's totally
in yourself, it's sad.
Brilliant.
And also like, yeah, like from young ages, even like in ninth, 10th grade, he always had a Torah that he loved, which is very rare. Like you're saying, I guess like a hand in hand.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. What both roommates expressed and what Hudi just said, the two things connect, that he has a Torah he loves. If you're honest, it's amazing. And if you want, we all have, by the way, we all have shells. Nobody, and we're allowed to have shells. And I have, we all have. Don't worry. Have shells. It's normal. It's normal. We're going to wear masks for them. We're not afraid of masks. The world of truth wears masks. I don't think, maybe there's a shtickl Torah. I actually think we're not afraid of masks. That's almost the deepest place of honesty. Put on masks. Put on nacha mask. Bring on the mask. Don't worry. I shakel, Shmon Esrei, many aren't real. I'm speaking now. There are many masks. Don't worry. We're striving for something. We're finding something. We're getting in touch with something. A person has this, has a Torah that he connects to. You have a Torah that means something to you because there's a you. You feel it, and certain things resonate. And younger years, to have a Torah that he liked, That's amazing. That's precocious. That's ahead of his time. He has a Torah that he likes, that he likes, and he knows he likes, and it points out. What'd you say?
That was the big word.
That was the word of the day.
Oh, the word of the day. Okay.
Precocious.
I thought it was a Fisciano. I think
you threw
down a
word.
Did I?
I think word of the day is
Jonah. I'll get in trouble with messing with that. Who never heard of which word?
Precocious meaning.
Could be they don't have that.
No, they have it. They have it. He did precocious. Read it to the
Shabbat.
Yeah.
Have he developed certain abilities or proclivities at an earlier age than usual?
That's precocious.
Indicative of early
precocious means you develop. You hear the word precocious. Say the word, Abby.
Precocious,
like somebody very young. Your kid's going to be precocious. That little kid has like abilities way ahead of his time. It's called precocious. So JD, a youngster, came to yeshiva and had a Torah that like he was drawn to. Was very, very honest. That's precocious. Aaron, you want to speak about JD also? Say one zach, a quick. I'm not being fair, I'm putting Aaron on the spot. But I think Chavrus is, right? They're Chavrus, so we heard from the roommates. This is a sure way, Davey, people are going to stop coming. You put people on the spot speaking, Shlomo. People are going to stop coming to listen. Huh? It's dangerous, very dangerous. People are out of here, smells like I'm out of here. So I won't do it too much. I like the Chevra comes. It's delightful. But one, Yisrael, we can hear one more from Aaron. Aaron, share a little bit. Excellent. I've seen that. Yeah, well said. I wanna tell you a story. I'd like to tell the story to the Chevra that happened at the base of Avil. We went to the Menachem Avil. Aaron's father was sitting Shiva for his sister. And we went as a yeshiva, we went 25 guys, many chevra here. Yisrael was there, and something happened that I have to tell the chevra about. When this is real, when Aaron and yeshiva lost his aunt while she was sick, he was in a lot of tzar, and then the p'tira, there was tremendous pain, and that was a big eulogy on her. His pain was a eulogy on an aunt. An aunt and an uncle are called a doid. A doid is an uncle and a doda is an aunt. Doid means love. Hay melibi el doidecha. I crave your love, Hashem. Doid means love. And an uncle's called love. An uncle's a crazy shteller. It's one of the great jobs all of us have in our life. An uncle's just love. You're not mechanech. You don't teach. You don't like... You don't criticize, and uncles like pure love. Uncles are the best. My aunt, I have aunts who had massive, and uncles who had massive impacts in my life. They poured love. They were so loving. Till today, I have a Tante Gigi, a Tante Mimi, an Aunt Hannah. I have aunts who really gave tremendous, Tante Linda, tremendous aunts and uncles. Uncle Ben Sian, uncles, mamish poured tremendous, tremendous love. Uncle Arnie, big uncles and aunts are tremendous source of love. All of us will be uncles. And the task, the tremendous opportunity to a nephew, to a niece, the chizuk, the encouragement, the love that you could give is nifla. To the point that my Rebbe told me when I was 18, he told me that he said that you want your kids to be frum. So I said, yeah, it was an odd question because I was thinking about the Met season. It's the middle of the summer. I went to my Rebbe, said, do you want frum kids? And he said that he has no guarantees. As Nisyonis, it's a world, he said, there's storms. He said the closest thing to a guarantee is live near family. I think my Rebbe is almost Chacham Adif Minavi. It says a wise person is better than a prophet. Because I ended up living near my sister and brother-in-law, the Russ Mishpach, Rabbi Russ. And Rabbi Russ has had from the most profound impact on my son's life is their uncle, Rabbi Russ, impact on my kids. It was like a prophecy of my Rebbe. He told me when I was 18, live near family. He said, it's the closest thing to a guarantee that I could think of that your kids will be from. That's what he told me when I was 18 years old. Fast forward, and my kid's uncle had a massive impact on their life. Uncles and aunts are massive sources of love on children. So when Aaron was in such pain for his aunt, I sense she's a big person. I have seen Aaron's own Kesha with his father, Reb Shaul, is a tremendous relationship. I've seen it. They're close. There's a Yedidus that's beautiful. I asked Aaron, run home. I told him, get home. Get to the base of El. Yeshiva's wonderful, and we all care for Aaron, but it's not so easy to find space to mourn. Avelus is the our Torah and our halachas, our nifla. The Avel needs space to mourn, that things have to stop. And yeshiva like moves, there wasn't enough space to mourn for his aunt. I told Aaron, get home. On Maitzei Shabbos, we went with about 25 guys, and we were Menachem Avel. And we were together with a mishpacha, big people, you were able to see in a minute. The father of his aunt, his grandfather Aaron Zayda, a special yid. You saw in a minute a big person, and then you saw the brothers and sisters sitting together mourning their sister. Very, very big people. And they were mourning, they asked us to sing. They were getting up the next morning from Shiva. They asked the Chevra to sing. We sang together. It was very, very special. The Zayda, when we came in, the special yid, and he's sitting Shiva for his daughter. And he's sitting Shiva for his daughter, and he was a very present. There was a lot of tzar. It was the end of a week of Shiva. He just lost his 49-year-old daughter, this yid. In pain and very present. Did I get the age right?
51.
I got MS counts. 51. He just lost his daughter, a very chashuva isha, who taught in seminaries, who had many talmidais, so chashuva lady. And he was sitting Shiva for the loss, amazing tzar. When we came in, he looked at me, and in full sincerity said, I thank you. He was a yid very present to his loss. And from a very deep place, he said, I thank you. My son Aaron is happy in yeshiva. I see it as a zeda. So first of all, he's very present. He saw his son, his grandson's happy in yeshiva. He saw that and felt it. And he gave like a delightful thank you that his grandson is happy in yeshiva and feels comfortable, and he sees it as a zeda. So first of all, it's a very present zeda, but I was very moved that real people are able, while he's mourning, he was very besimcha about it. Very. And he expressed that I'm happy about it. He just lost the daughter, but he also was very besimcha, my grandchild. That's a real person. You can carry all different things and be presents to different things. We're capable of that. We're capable of processing and bringing things. In middle of Avelus, this man was very, very happy and thankful and appreciative and tapped into the simcha that my grandson's doing well. And he said, it means a lot to me. And he said it from a very deep place, and I was very, very moved. I was moved by an honest person who's capable, and we could get to very joyous and deep places. We don't have to like ignore facets of our life. Mishenechnas Ada Marvin B'Simcha doesn't he wear a funny year? It's Ada the Beis Medrash is beautifully designed. I love it. It's in the middle of a difficult situation because the joy is real, and we could process very deep things in very joyous ways we can connect to. We could do it in external ways. Don't be afraid to fake it too. Fake is good too. We wear masks, but we get in touch with things that are deep through some external things. But the simcha is real. I was very touched in the Shiva home of a very precious yid, was able to rejoice over his grandson's very comfortable. You heard, were you there, Dov, when he said it? Oh, yeah. He said it right when we walked in.
You heard him say
it. It was so touched, and he said it with a simcha, Revezi. This chashuva yid, a big yid, said it with a tremendous joy, that, and he was present and meant it. Shlomi, you heard him say that? It was beautiful, and he was like, to the point, like, made me smile. It's a base other, but he was present. And when you're present, you can feel joy also. You're capable. The human heart is big. It can experience all different things. So I was very, very moved. I want to say, Barab, that Aaron's family is a beautiful family. The yeshiva is lucky to have Aaron Feinstein in yeshiva. We are lucky to have a person like this. It's hard in the yeshiva. People leave. You know, you can say, even when J.D. goes, I'll still be here. Lemaise is going to go to Eretz Yisrael next year. But I get chizuk from who's here. I get chizuk that Baruch Hashem, you have an Ernst person, and each one who goes, we're going to miss. But Aaron is here, and I want to wish his whole family, the Hashem should be menachem them amongst all the mourners of Klal Yisrael, shed shu comfort Aaron as an entire mishpacha from their loss. And I say to the whole chevra that lesson that we could be present to all the things of our life. And we could not be afraid to be present for the difficult things, but I feel like then we could be present to the very joyous things of life. We could bring it all to the table. We could bring it all into a deep place of simcha. We could bring everything there, all those deep places that could be challenged. We could bring it into simcha. I was extremely, extremely moved by his presentness. I like to sing with the Chevra, the Baal HaTanya. This is like, for me, this year, this is what I'm pounding, this Rosh Chodesh. I'd like to sing on this Rosh Chodesh, Kei Liat Vaydeka. Kei Liat Vaydeka is, you are my God and I thank you. I absorb the goodness. We're playing a big time hockey game tonight. I'm excited like crazy for Shimshi to play. I love me and Hudi Wato. He brings it. He's competitive, gives his all, tremendous, tremendous energy you put on the ice. And I'm excited to see you guys bring it tonight. Kei Liat Vaydeka. You're my God and I thank you. I feel good. Ruven Yaini, you designed this space medrash every, like such an, it's just nice. Usually people design, it's like messy and slap. This is like, there's a big chandelier there. You could be an interior designer, Ruven Yaini. It wasn't just you, the whole chevra who designed it, Ruven Yaini. Revezi, you're impressed? It's very exact.
No, it's like, very beautiful.
Symmetrical, yeah, it's like done. Yeah, very yafa, very nice. I thank you, Ruven Yaini, a lot. Kei Liat Vaydeka, you're my God and I thank you means I absorb the kindness of Hashem Shlomo. Eloikai Midas Hadin. What I don't understand, Ezra, Kei Liat Vaydeka Lakai Roi Memeka, I could be Meroi Meim Hashem, I could have faith. I could live with an awareness, I cry, I feel, but I live with an awareness that you're Meroi, you're smarter, you know what you're doing, Hashem. You're taking us to good places. So I would like to sing, can we sing, Daniel, that song? Revezi, if you can key us off and let's... and then we'll go to second seder. There'll be a mincha minyan at 6 o'clock in the annex. The Rev Johnny minyan will start getting a little later. Today will take place at 6. What I'd like to close with is we were zeichet to be hosted Maitzei Shabbos. Akiva Klein hosted the chevron, and I want to say about Akiva, Relly, Manny, Shlomo Guri, their friendship is a crazy. I want every guy to hear it. Anybody who sees these group of friends, they're back in Yeshiva, Gershi's with them. They're a whole group of friends. Anybody who watches the friendship, it's like to die for. To watch a group of friends for years, they're close to each other. The way they're close, we talk about honesty, togetherness, comfortable, rooting for each other, there for each other, learning together, kibitzing together, joking, relaxing, encouraging. It's a tremendous lesson. Meshulam Charach spoke that the more honesty allows for friendship. If a person hides and doesn't express to his friend, so we don't know each other, we feel like foreigners. We can do, yo, what's up? But there's a certain care if people are honest with each other. There's an honesty, there's an openness, there's a humility, there's a real honesty, and they connect. That friendship, and the yeshiva is like built for that. His dar mibnei chaburish mehem teitzei tayr. Be careful of a chabura, tayr comes out. It's a lesson of friendship, a model of a group of guys who are honest, who are close, who are loyal, who are encouraging of each other. It's a friendship that's very not snobby. All of us are like included in the friendship. It's easy to get in. It's a friendship that many, many others gain from. But I've watched it for years. It's delightful. It's ridiculous. It's something special and beautiful. It's an advertisement to honesty. It's an advertisement to be a Ben Torah. It's like how things are supposed to be. Just a beautiful group of friends that are there for each other and encourage each other. It's delightful to watch. I'm always thankful that my son Menachem is part of such a friendship, is in such a chabura, is an important member of such a chabura. I'm tremendously thankful for that group of, I mentioned some, the other guys in the chevra. It's a nice chevra that's been together, that went to Eretz Yisrael, or is in Eretz Yisrael together for years, and just remains extremely close. The whole yeshiva, I feel, gains. They're back here as a chabura. They're great, great chevra to be around. It's a model. There's a certain type of friendship which excludes others. I think I've asked myself this question for years. I have seen a group of friends that hurts everybody else. It's like some club and it's just exclusive and other people are hurt. And then I see friendships that everybody gains from that friendship. I think when you don't really have something real, all you have is the exclusion of others. So the snobbiness is what you have. A healthy friendship, sachnasas archim. Herschel, I see real friendship of a husband and a wife, a third person's invited over. It's not exclusive, there's like, it leaks. It leaks the love of them, all of a sudden more people. Think about a good husband and wife, more people have a good home to go to. More people have the love and warmth that come out. I have seen on this friendship of this chevra, tons of people like plug into the love. It's like easy, I feel in. I know Rev Ezi could say it, others of us, like we join the friendship, it's like you're in. There's no, I've watched other people, guys in yeshiva, like join it, you're in. Anybody's in, it's like, it's a real, I think when the friendship is not built on fake stuff, just a group of people liking each other and giving, it doesn't need to exclude the other person. I always like that in Yidden, anybody can become a ger. Any goyim can become gerim. Our club is so interesting. We say with the chosen people, so you say, what's wrong with you? You're an exclusive club. Anybody can join us. You're allowed to become a ger. We accept gerim. That's what Klal Yisrael does. The Taisvah says, brings the Chazal that we went to Golis to pick up gerim. Rabbim in the Megillah, we say, Rabbim, it says that many of the masses were Megayer, converted. And you didn't accept Geiris, we're a club you're allowed in. And I want to say on this friendship, it's an inviting club, that their friendship makes the whole yeshiva gain. So I thank you, Akiva, I thank you, Manny, I thank you, Shloim, I thank you, Reli, Srolis, the others, Gershi, there's a whole, I don't want to leave anybody out. Aryeh Konya. It's an amazing friendship. Amazing crew. Maskim Shims. Shimmy, the whole chevre, the whole chevre. We all feel it's not an there's nobody like he's part of it, he's not. You can't. Yudi, thank you. It's the whole chevre. We're all in there. Revezi Ashikoyach, thank you. Let's get to second. Say their mincho be at 6 o'clock. We'll learn five.
I'll be around.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.